Well, it's a pleasure to have you, Herman. Tell us first, before we get into the play itself, tell us about ID Studio Theater.
ID Studio is a company that we founded in 2001. We were incorporated in 2006 as a 501c3. Our main interest has been during all these whole years to work basically giving American audiences, both in English and in Spanish, and the most important avant-garde productions in Latin American theater. And also we also adapt some tales and stories from Latin American writers. For example, we did a trilogy about Juan Rulfo, Three Tales, that we are going to present next month in Queens and the community, Colombian community, and make the role New York. So this is the main focus of our company, is to bring to New York audiences, both in English and in Spanish, and also to the immigrant community from Latin America, from Central America, from the Caribbean, the best of the literature and the Latin American theater and the actual moment in our culture.
Now, looking at the playbill for the show yesterday that I attended, we hear from Nelson Celis, who says that it was an obsession almost of his to get the play here to New York. Could you talk about that and the role you played in bringing Maximum Security to the New York stage?
Yes, Nelson was the director. He's a brilliant young director from Colombia. I met him when he was a student at the Teatro Libre School in Bogotá. When he was a student, I was a teacher at that school. And César also graduated from that school. And they produced, Nelson directed first the play in Spanish in Colombia 3 years ago. And when I saw the play, I was so moved because, as you mentioned at the beginning of the show, the situation of the inmates in the prisons in Colombia is really extraordinary, horrible thing, because the overcrowded prisons, the population, for example, one jail, for example, in La Ladera in Medellin, is a prison designed for 1,800 inmates, mm-hmm. and now it has like 5,000. So this situation moved me very, very strong way. The text from Piedad Bonet, a person whom I met for, I know for many years, also is a brilliant text. So for me, as a director of ID Studio, it's a great honor and a great pleasure to bring to New York audiences and the Theater for the New City this production from Colombia. I think it was one of the most actual matters and aspects of our political life and our situation in Colombia. So it's very important for us to bring to the New York audiences the talent of Nelson Celis, an actor like César Luis Figueroa, César Luis Morales, I'm sorry, and also the other actors from ID Studio in New York together to put this play, which I think will be a very great, a very important point of reference for the American audiences in New York to see what is the real situation in Colombia.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes. I mean, I think the overcrowding is just one of many complicated issues related to it, but I understand that there's something in terms of maximum security prisons in Colombia. The population exceeds maximum capacity, according to a number of different depending on the statistics you read, anywhere between 400 and 478% over capacity. I mean, that's just unbelievable to even think about it. So you have prisons in Colombia where you have maybe capacity for 1,000 and you have 3,000 prisoners in there sleeping in the hallways on top of each other. And it's depicted in the play. That's what comes across in this play. But also, not only the actors, but also the kind of the soundtrack and the music it's almost cinematic. And I was very pleased to bump into Pablo Mayor yesterday. I wasn't aware that he was the person behind the music and sound design for the performance, but it did come across. Your thoughts about bringing somebody like Pablo Mayor, this arranger, pianist, composer, as part of this production?
Yes, Pablo is a member of the board of ID Studio. All the productions that I did in New York as a director, as a producer, since 2001, we worked together. And Pablo has been written for theater more than 100 songs. Where all the productions that ID Studio have done in New York, around I think 16 or 17 productions. Pablo has been the musician behind all, all of them. So for me, work with Pablo is one of the most extraordinary things in my life as an artist, as a producer, as a creator, because he's a very talented musician. Also, he has his own band, Folklore Urbano. He organized the Encounter of the Colombian Musicians in New York. He's a great personality of the Latin American music. One of his songs won the Grammy Award and the last Grammys. He's, I think, one of the most important Colombian musician in New York at the moment. So it's a great honor and a great pleasure for ID Studio to bring him to this play too. Because originally, when the play was produced in Colombia, they had their own soundtrack. But we decided to do a completely new production in New York. So this is all the music and the sound design for the play is produced by Pablo.
So in the last 30 seconds or so that we have, give us the details as to how people can see maximum security at the Theater for the New City. How long is it showing, and what how can people go?
The show will run from last night until the 14th of June. The performances will be Thursday, Friday, and Saturdays at 8 p.m., Sundays at 3 p.m. from the next 3 weeks. So I really encourage the New York audiences to come to see this play. To be an inmate in a prison is a tragedy everywhere in the world. It's a universal tragedy. But the situation in Colombia gives the New York audiences the possibility to see in a perspective what the tragedy of the situation of the prisons worldwide is right now, but particularly in Colombia, this situation of corruption, of bribery, of other population is, and I think in a very strong and very powerful language, and a brilliant mise-en-scene done by National Cellist, a brilliant team from ID Studio New York and Theater for the New City production.
Well, we'll link the website, idstudiotheater.com, as well as theaterforthenewcity.net to the WBAI.org homepage, along with a clip of this interview, so people can continue to check it out. Maximum Security, again, it's playing now through June 14th at the Theater for the New City in the Lower East Side. I want to thank you, Germán Jaramillo, and congratulate you for the work that you're doing with ID Studio Theater.
Thank you, Mario, for inviting me to your show, and very, very thank you for being part of the panel last night and for the brilliant opening of the play at New York. So thank you again.